Isha Kriya is part of a movement to offer at least one drop of spirituality to every human being on the planet. Do not underestimate the size of the drop. A drop is an ocean by itself. This is a powerful tool of empowerment. We hope that you allow it to touch and transform your life and share it with as many as you can.
Isha means that which is the source of creation. Kriya means an inward action towards that. Karma means outward action. If you perform action with your body or your mind or your emotion or your physical energies, we call it karma. If you perform an inward action which does not involve any of these, then we call this kriya. So Isha Kriya is an extremely simple process but a powerful tool to constantly move from untruth to truth. There are more complex and effective processes, but it needs preparation, it needs a certain type of teaching, it needs a lot of training for somebody to teach it. But this is a process, generally, all the processes, spiritual processes which move a person in this direction also involve physiological changes. Wherever physiological changes are involved, it's extremely important that the teacher is substantially trained. Otherwise, you will start generating the wacky kind of yogas that are going on all over the place, which can cause more damage than well-being. But those aspects, those processes which does not involve any kind of physiological change but brings about a spiritual transformation, which are very few, those can be taught mass, and we can empower almost anybody who at least has a little good intention in his thought and emotion to teach it. That much is there, they can teach. We will do this process right now. You need to understand a little bit about what this is. Is everybody breathing here right now? Please check. Don't take things for granted. It doesn't go on forever, it'll stop someday, you know. Are you breathing right now? You? Please check, don't just take it for granted. Are you really breathing? You're there, okay? This inhalation, exhalation, inhalation, exhalation, inhalation, exhalation. Next inhalation did not happen, poof, you're gone. See how fragile you are. Just if this one inhalation does not go, poof, wherever we look, you won't be around. At the same time, so fragile human life is, at the same time, how sturdy it is, how many things a human being can do in this world. On one level, it seems to be so fragile, just look at it and see. It doesn't come back, poof. Too fragile, isn't it? You're taking it for granted, you're not conscious about it. If you become conscious and watch it, it's a damn fragile life. At the same time, how sturdy it is, how many things it can do. This is the beauty of creation. Everything is tenderly balanced. So tenderly, you cannot disturb it. Not easily, you know. The whole creation is like this, it's just like that. That shows the mastery of the Creator. It is so tenderly balanced, that means, that shows, that manifests the mastery of the Creator. That which creates is of such mastery that it can a food to keep it so tender. So that is the audacity of the Creator. One breath, if you do not inhale, you're gone. But that's the confidence in design that the Creator has. So this breath is not just about exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide. In yoga, we call this the Kurmanadi. Breath is referred to as the Kurmanadi. Now, if I ask you to watch your breath, which is the most common thing that people are doing these days, you don't get to watch the breath. You think you're watching the breath, but you're not watching the breath. You're only able to notice the sensations caused by the movement of the air. If one who is sitting next to you touches your hand, you think you know the touch of the other person, but you do not know. You only know the sensations generated within your body. You do not know how the other feels. You only know what kind of sensation happened in your body. Yeah? You understand what I'm saying? So right now, you do not know the breath. You only know the sensations caused by the breath. So when we say Kurmanadi, we are not talking about the sensations, we are talking about the breath itself. Kurmanadi is referred to as a string, it's like a string, an unbroken string, it's going on. And this is the string which ties you with this body. If I take away your breath, you and your body will fall apart. What you thought is one will become two. That is the first deception. There are two behaving like one. A deception is on. So if I pull out the breath, you and your body will fall apart. We don't want it to fall apart, but if your consciousness travels with the breath, if your awareness travels with the passage of the breath keenly enough, then you will see, distinctly see, these two are not one. What is you and what is your body will stand apart. What is you and what is your mind will stand apart. If you and your body-mind combination stand away from each other, then suddenly you will find your ability to use your body and your mind goes into a phenomenal scale. If right now, if you have to count from 1 to 10, right, the highest is 10, if that is so, if you're attached or if you're involved with this body, you're less than 1, that's where it is. If these two things come apart, suddenly you can rev it up all the way to 10. Your ability to use the mind and the body is so greatly enhanced that you almost look superhuman for somebody else. But I'm telling you, this is human. This is not about being superhuman. This is about realizing being human is super. Yes, not a simple thing to be human. Now the Isha Kriya just involves this. Your thought is playing a very important role in your life right now. So let's employ that. And your breath is vital. So let's employ that. And with it, without your awareness, you wouldn't know that you're even here right now. If you're not aware, you do not even know whether you're alive or dead, or whether you exist or not. So these three ingredients, your breath, your thought and your awareness, in the right combination, if you use them, you will see slowly a little bit of distance arises between you and your body. Now, you're very distinctly moving from untruth to truth. So what we will do is, sit in a cross-legged posture and keep your hands open, facing upward. Sit with your face slightly upturned. The moment you sit this way with a slightly upturned face, you will see naturally your focus will shift between your eyebrows. So maintain this mild focus between your eyebrows, and now what you do is, you take these two thoughts, with inhalation one thought, with exhalation another thought. I will walk you through this. Whatever the duration of the thought, let that be the duration of inhalation, and whatever the duration of the other thought, let that be the duration of your exhalation. With inhalation, we will take this thought, I am not this body. With exhalation, you'll take the other thought, I am not even this mind. I am not this body, I am not even the mind. Now, oh, I am not this body, what does it mean? Will I lose my body? That which you accumulate, you can claim it's yours, but the moment you think it's me, you're actively heading towards insanity. As I sit here, if I suddenly say, this is my vessel, you will think, well, Sadhguru seems to have a problem. But you know, there's a reputation of being wise. So you will sit for some more time. After some time I said, this is me, you will say, let's go. Because the moment I say, this is me, it seems like absolute insanity. There's no sign of sanity. But this has happened and it's continuing to happen. The food that you eat, when it arrives on your plate, you say, this is my food. You eat it and immediately you say, this is me. Insanity, but you're in a socially accepted levels of insanity. You cannot be yet pushed into an asylum, because then we will have to build a worldwide asylum, WWA. So, this is an open asylum. You know, there's something called an open prison. Just like that, this is an open asylum, but it doesn't matter. The moment you start thinking an object which is not you as yourself, you have taken the first step towards madness. It only takes life to push you harder. If difficult situations arise continuously, you will head there towards madness. As there is a physical body, there is a mental body and an energy body. In the structure of the energy body, there are 72,000 nadis or pathways or channels in which the vital energy moves. These 72,000 nadis meet and redistribute in 114 different places. There are 114 important junction points. So these 114 junctions are referred to as the chakras. So there are 114 chakras in the body, 112 within the physical body, 2 slightly outside the physical body. Of all these 114 chakras, there is only one chakra in the whole body where all the nadis or all the pathways meet at one point. That is known as the Manipuraka, which is physically located about 3/4 of an inch below your navel. So the navel is known as Manipuraka, or it is known as the maintenance center. Body is maintained from here because this is the only place where all the pathways of prana or the vital energy meet and redistribute themselves. Even when you were in your mother's womb, where was the maintenance pipe connected to you? It's at the navel. So today, that has been severed, but still the maintenance center is in the navel. So this is the Manipuraka chakra, this is the only place where everything meets. If you utter the sound ah, you will see the reverberation begins just about 3/4 of an inch below your navel and spreads right across the body.
Just feel this and see. Close your eyes, keep your spine erect. Utter the sound ah, fully exhaling into the sound. You will see the vibrations starting 3/4 of an inch below your navel and spreading right across the body. This is the only sound which takes the reverberations right across the body.
So, reminding yourself through your breath and thought and awareness that you are not the body, you are not the mind, if this message has to go viral to every cell in the body, if the message has to go, it has to be taken to Manipuraka. Then only the information goes everywhere, otherwise it gets localized. So when you utter the sound ah, if this has sunk into you, if this awareness has sunk into you that I am not the body, I am not the mind, then it reminds every cell in the body in case they have false notions. Just like you. It takes the message across the body. So just 7 times, uttering this 7 times, the sound ah, will take the message across. And after that you simply sit. Every day if you do this, you will sit one day when you sit here, your body is here, your mind is out there, what is you is somewhere else. And even if you open your eyes, if you become like this, there is a distinct separation between you and your body, between you and your mind. This is the end of suffering, because there are only 2 kinds of suffering that you have known in your life, physical and mental. Once there is a little space between you and the body, between you and the mind, that is the end of suffering. Only when the fear of suffering completely disappears from your perception, only then, as a human being, you will explore the full depth and dimension of who you are. You will dare to explore the full scope of what it means to be human only when there is no fear of suffering. Otherwise, as long as fear of suffering is there, every step that you take is only half a step. And if you keep taking half steps, you become half alive. If you want to become a fully blossomed life, it is very important that there is no fear of suffering. And that is only possible when there is a little distance between you and the body, between you and the mind. As long as you're identified as the body, as long as you're identified with the mental process, fear is a natural process. So sound ah takes the message across the body, to every cell in the body. So to establish this, we will do this right now. Sit in a cross-legged posture and keep your hands open, facing upward. Sit with your face slightly upturned. The moment you sit this way with a slightly upturned face, you will see naturally your focus will shift between your eyebrows. So maintain this mild focus between your eyebrows. as I utter these two sentences, with inhalation you take this thought, I am not this body. With exhalation, I am not even this mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not even the mind. I am not the body. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. I am not the body, I am not even the mind. Utter this sound after me. keep your eyes closed and just sit still with your face slightly turned upward. Take your own time, take your own time, slowly, very slowly, open your eyes.
Daily practice of Isha Kriya will bring health, dynamism, prosperity, and well-being. It is a powerful tool to cope with the hectic pace of modern life and empowers people to experience their lives to its fullest potential. Isha Foundation is a volunteer-run, non-profit organization established by Sadhguru 3 decades ago. The Isha Yoga Center is situated at the foothills of the sacred Velingri Mountains, also referred to as the Kailash of the South. He has also established Isha Institute of Inner Sciences in Tennessee, USA, to offer the powerful yogic sciences to the West. The main feature of the Isha Yoga Center is the yogic temple which houses the Dhyana Linga, the distilled essence of yogic science. Just sitting silently within the sphere of the Dhyana Linga is enough to make even those unaware of meditation reach deep states of meditativeness. Linga Bhairavi is an exuberant form of the divine feminine, fierce and compassionate at once, promoting health, prosperity, and spiritual well-being. The Tirthakund is a sacred healing pool, energized by a consecrated Rasa Linga made of solidified mercury, which prepares one's body to receive the energies of the Dhyana Linga. Also located at the Yoga Center is the Isha Rejuvenation Center, affording an array of programs which restore vibrancy and perfect balance to one's life energies. Isha Home School, set in the tranquil surroundings adjacent to the Isha Yoga Center, provides innovative, high-quality education in a home-like environment. The essence of the ancient science of yoga is offered to people all around the world through the inner engineering programs. Conducted globally in a variety of settings, it deeply touches and transforms people from all economic and social backgrounds. Driven by a sense of oneness, love, and a deep longing to reach out and share, various outreach projects have been launched. Action for Rural Rejuvenation is aimed towards uplifting rural communities, promoting health, well-being, and social bonding beyond caste, religion, and economic status. Isha Vidya offers easily affordable English medium education in the rural areas of Tamil Nadu, and seeks to establish over 200 schools through the state in the coming years. Project Green Hands is a massive public reforestation program driven by volunteers across the state, aiming to plant 114 million trees in Tamil Nadu. Guinness World Record for planting 850,000 trees in a single day. Planted over 14 million trees. Awarded the Paryavaran Puraskar Award by the Indian government. Won the Sports for the Environment Award at the Beyond Sports Summit in Chicago. Isha Foundation has a special consultative status with the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations.